All right, so moving on. Thanks, Robin. That was a really great description of our new initiative. And I'm going to talk a little bit now about performance metrics for safety and health in construction, which was recently completed as part of a two-year emerging issues project by CPWR. And I'd also like to thank my collaborators on the project, who are John Rosecrans, Peter Chen, Paige Gardner, Natalie Schwaka, Paul Esposito, and Stu Berghammer. We're spread out throughout the country, and everybody's been contributing different areas of expertise to this project. So we have a bunch of occupational psychologists on the project, some epidemiologists, and a few risk loss management folks, and folks who have been in large construction for many, many years. So a little background on the project. I think everybody in this room who's interested in construction knows that historically, health and safety performance in construction has been measured by lagging indicators. And when I say lagging indicators, I mean things that have already happened, failures of prevention efforts, injuries, illnesses, fatalities, that sort of thing. And the idea behind this is to include leading indicators that are precursors to things happening, such as, you know, tracking things like the number of safety meetings or reporting unsafe work conditions or inspections. And what we're trying to do is to get the industry to start focusing and tracking more on some of these leading indicators. So a pilot study was first done to sort of define the universe of metrics or measures that have been out there and that have been used that are leading, lagging, and financial to see what construction, both small, medium, and large, have been using. And we originally did that, collected literature searches, looked at reports from the industry, and collected a very wide variety of measures that were out there. And then to recruit contractors from different geographic areas across the country, from different size construction firms, conduct a survey to determine what they thought was important or likely to use on their sites, and then do some focus groups to identify some of the barriers and challenges to implementing these kinds of measures to track things both proactively and as they are measured oftentimes as leading indicators after things have happened. So the methodology for this project was that we recruited a group of folks from a wide variety of stakeholders and input, from general contractors to members from regulatory agencies to consultants, academics, insurance company representatives, members of councils and committees. And we identified initially 223 measures that came from all the literature and the reports that we had. And in January of 2010, this metrics advisory committee met, and we knew we had a lot of measures there, and we thought, well, this is going to be, you know, too many to try to implement or rate with contractors across the country. They would rebel against something like that. So we really wanted to focus in on the ones that were most important. So we did a multi-vote among the groups, and they fell into the six OSHA VPP categories, and we were able to really narrow it down to 95 that everybody thought was really critical. So this was just to give you a sense that when we did identify measures, we categorized them as leading, LE, lagging, or financial. So we first went through and with these 223, and we figured out what we thought they were. Were they leading? Were they lagging? Were they financial? And as I said, we used the six OSHA VPP categories to try to portray what categories the measures that are being used fell into. And those included management and leadership, employee involvement, worksite hazard analysis, contractor-subcontractor coverage, hazard prevention and control, health and safety training, and general program indicators, which we eventually took away as a last category because it was a little bit too broad, too general. And what we did was we went out to sites across the country opportunistically and did these rating sessions. And we used what's called a Q-sort methodology, where we had a ranking of what you think is most important and what you think is least important. And we asked all the contractors to rate on two scales, what you think is most, you know, the most important and what you think is most likely to be used realistically on a construction site. And then we gave them some examples of what potential measurement scales might be and how they might measure it. And so we surveyed the contractors on these two areas. We did the rating sessions, pilot testing them first with the Colorado State School of Construction Management to make sure that actually people could understand how to do a Q-sort ranking. And we categorized them by small, medium, and large in these categories of 1 to 99, 100 to 499, and large greater than or equal to 500. And people say, well, that's, you know, is small really 1 to 99? And you're going to find a lot of different measures out there defining what a small construction business is. And so based on the expertise in the group, we decided that we were going to focus on 1 to 99 because we think that there's some economy of scale required to do safety and health performance measurement, and that we think that those companies of that size would tend to fall into that category. So this is how the ranking worked. First, you take a ranking of 1, which is the most important, and we were asking them, because there were 15 measures on that page, to rank the first top 3 as their most important. You rank them a 1. And then you pick the ones that are the least important and you rank them a 5. Then you take your next 2 most important and you rank them as a 2, and the next least important as a 4, and everything else gets a 3. That's how the Q-sort methodology worked. And we asked them to do the same thing for likely to use metrics. And the way we did this was, you know, construction, doing intervention research and rating sessions of this kind in construction is really quite difficult, and as you might guess. And so we took advantage of opportunities across the country where there are meetings, the Chicago Safety Council, the National Safety Council Construction Steering Committee, the TVA Labor Management Committee meeting, National Association of Construction Executives, and a wide variety of small contractor groups out on the West Coast in Colorado and Oregon to help us do these rating sessions. We really were very opportunistic, but what we were trying to do is get a nationally representative sample of small, medium, and large contractors. We also conducted focus groups with these contractors, and albeit some of the groups were a little bit large, but we were able to get some input on the barriers and challenges to implementation of the metrics on construction sites. So this is the way it played out in terms of demographics. We did the survey. We got actually a few more. We added one more group after the 229, so we were able to get it up to about 250 contractors across the country, all who did rating sessions at various sites across the country. The average age was about 49 and ranged from 23 to 79, and the mean years worked in construction was quite large. So we had a pretty large group of owners and safety and health reps for the contractors who'd been working in the field for a very long time. The demographics of the population broke out like this. So we had a number of small companies, a number of medium companies, and a number of large companies. And we had a nationally representative sample that looked like that. And if you look at it on a map, it sort of looks pretty good. We got a lot of coverage across the country. So we felt like we were getting, you know, a good representative sample. And this is what we got when we asked those folks to do the Q-sort ratings of the measurements and how they broke out. So the things that small establishments felt were important to measure on their construction sites, if you were in management leadership category, were managers and supervisors accountable for safety and health roles and responsibilities? And people will say, well, how do you measure that? And I have to say, you know, we've refined what we're calling this now. It's no longer that this is a metric, but this is a performance goal. And we're going to now have to take the next step and say, okay, we have a performance goal, and now we need to come up with some measures to track that performance goal. That's going to be the next step, and I'll talk to you about it. But for purposes of this study, these are the things that everybody identified as small contractors, what the most important ones were. So safety and health included in project planning, pre-task safety and health briefings. What was unique to small contractors were that they thought site-specific hazard training provided for managers, supervisors, and non-supervisory employees was very important. And we took the ones that were ones and twos to convey here as what were the most important measures. Again, new employee orientation training was another that was considered one of the most important things that small contractors had on their radar. So we also had a number for medium-sized establishments, and the one that was unique for medium establishments was hazard risk substitutions or eliminations. There were a lot of similarities across all of the three different groups as well, so I'm going to move forward to those. There was one separate one that was different for large establishments, and that was evaluation of safety and health management systems. That was the most important one for large establishments. So we came up with a final list of 13 important measures that were across all three groups, small, medium, and large. So essentially, we were able to refine that list from 223 originally to what everybody thought was the most important 13. And as I said, we did some focus groups on barriers and challenges. We're running a little late, so I'm going to just go through and tell you we had seven items that came up across the categories of metrics, seven that were unique to a certain type of metric, for example, the employee involvement and so on, and four suggestions for the products and tools. And some of the things that came up were things like safety culture, practical difficulties in implementing measures on sites, variability issues in construction, resistance to change in terms of implementing measures on sites, requiring management commitment, communication issues. I mean, we got a lot of really helpful feedback in doing these sessions, and some of the quick lessons learned were that safety culture was a very important element, that if you have strong safety culture, that it would help to engage people in doing this kind of measurement, that also that the quality and effectiveness of measures and activities were going to be difficult, and that the sites were concerned about standardizing measures and how do you do this? How do you create across the board on companies for different sizes, you know, the right way to standardize this so everybody could track it in the same way? I'm going to go on to the last thing. You know, the intermediate benefits of doing an exercise like this is that, you know, this has not been done systematically across different size organizations across the country yet. Companies are doing their own performance measurement tracking, but there's really been no large-scale way of getting contractors of different size organizations to tell us what they think would be good measures and important measures to track. So the long-term goal is to come up with a set of validated measures that will take these performance goals and translate them into measures, which we are now going to take as the next step, hopefully, to do some content validation of the performance goals with measures, and then to field test them with contractors across the country in a pilot test to see if they'll actually collect this information, how good the information will be, and what they can do with it to proactively manage and track safety and health performance on construction sites. So that's the results of the two-year Emerging Issues Project. Thank you.